Industrial Talk is brought to you by Armis. Yes, you are in the digital transformation game. Yes, you need to find trusted companies, trusted individuals to help you along with that journey. The Armis platform delivers complete asset intelligence. You know what that means? Insights into your connected assets. You're in the digital transformation game. You have to have that insights into what is connected. Go to armis.com. Find out more. You will not be disappointed. Also, Industry IoT Consortium. At Industrial Talk, we always talk about education. We always talk about collaboration. We're always talking about innovation. And if you're a business that has any desire to be resilient to the future, you need to be able to educate, collaborate, as well as innovate with other industry professionals. That's a must. Industry IoT Consortium brings that all together. You need to be a part of this community. You need to be connected with these leaders that are all a part of the Industry IoT Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. Again, you will not be disappointed. You're just going to be happy. All right, once again, welcome to Industrial Talk. Thank you very much for joining a platform, an ever-expanding ecosystem that is dedicated to education, collaboration, and, of course, innovation. We're broadcasting. We were on site at the IoT Solutions World Congress. You got to check out the other ones that we have done. And we're talking to Dr. John O'Shea, Chief Digital Transformation Officer at Dell Technologies. And he's all about educating, and he's all about educating the executives about what is happening within the digital transformation space. And I'm telling you right now, you need to listen. So enjoy the conversation. We got a hot seat. This is a good conversation. They're all good conversations, so don't take offense. They're all good conversations. John O'Shea, Dell Technologies is the company. We're going to be talking about innovation, but not from what you think about. We're going to be talking about innovation and how it's impacting, or it's going to impact, or maybe the language is for C-level people so that they understand the importance of technology or and innovation. Hi, how are you doing, John? I'm worn out. Literally, I'm worn out. Hey, how long have you been here in this show?
Well, I've been here since for 2 days.
You've been?
Yeah, it's great. Good. It's a great show. It's a great environment, great people, great innovation talks here. Fantastic.
I like the collaboration.
It's all about the people, the connectivity.
It is. It is, without a doubt. I mean, it's like the technology is technology. I got it. But you know what has changed drastically? And we're going to talk about this. 3 years ago, I was here. COVID hits. I think COVID helped sort of speed up some decisions as it related to, let's say, digital transformation, 4.0, whatever you want to call it, IoT. And we are here today, and the conversations have been revolving around how the technology is being used today, real use of the technology, not, you know, theoretical or whatever. It's real stuff. So what we have is this. Let's just level set, John. Give us a little background on who you are, and then we're going to talk about what you do.
So my role in Dell Technologies is focused on two things. One is innovation.
Yep.
And what does innovation do? What value, basically, innovation brings? What's the value add? How can we drive and understand our customers? How can we implement solutions that can bring that value to them, to scale them to the next level? So my role is Chief Digital Transformation Officer for IoT. And how I have a conversation, C-level conversation with the executives in relation to how is your business? Pure and simple. What does your business do? How does it work? Who's doing what? And how can we help? With the innovation. What innovation? What technologies have we had? How does our innovation, our technologies help your business? How can we work together to fulfill this?
I like the fact that you're making it approachable. Because Let's say I'm Scott Sixpack. I have a manufacturing business, and I have a slew of headaches. Yes. They're over here. I got them. They're over here. And then here comes John, and talking to me about innovation. And I know I need to. Just for me as a business to be resilient and have some sort of legacy associated with it, I need it. But do I really want to have that conversation? Because it seems like, that's more headaches. I don't know. Can you make it simple for me? Can you just sort of put a chip in my head?
Yeah, it's all about people.
It's all about people, period.
Period.
It is.
It's all about people. I mean, technology is technology, number one.
Yeah.
But how does the people use that technology to scale and elevate your business? How can they excel from it? That's another caption there. So think about, you know, I mean, what is your business? What are the gaps in your business? What are the processes you have? Are you over-processed? Do you have too many procedures? What are connected with the procedures?
I guarantee you, yes. Yes. They do. They do. And do they have a lot of legacy systems? Yes, they do. And do they have spreadsheets? Yes, they do.
Definitely.
So what's great about that, and you're absolutely, and that's a real good conversation. And I think that that's an approachable conversation. And I think what's, we struggle within the, some more than others, is the ability to communicate the value in innovation.
Yes.
And in a way that is truly approachable and consumable, yes. And that's really your role.
Yes, you, when you look at it, you have the connectivity with the people, you have the interoperability, you have the functionality, and you have the structure around it. So connecting the dots to the value, connecting the dots to the optimization, connecting the dots to the future thought leaders in your company.
Yep.
Who are the thought leaders in your company to drive the innovation for you?
Do you ever have conversations as long with that? And I'm gonna just say, hey, you know, John, that's all great. I love it. I think the future's bright. The innovation's great. And I've got plenty of challenges and problems.
Yes.
What will be my how will I find people to be able to say, yeah, I got it. What do I do about just my workforce? How do I train them? What do I do? So I'm sort of in that sort of tactical. It's great, yes, to be up here, but I'm like. Yeah. I'm out. I just, that problem.
Yes, yeah, so you have every company, no matter what company, no matter what kind of product you have, we all have to have a strategy. What is your strategy? One is people. Two is organization structure. Three is education for the people. What tools are they using? The legacy system. We touched on legacy systems, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Interoperability, when you talk about the interoperability, comes in three fashions, right? You have the structured, you have the semantic data, and you have the unstructured data. So when you look at these different levels of this, how can you drive the innovation? It's all got to do with communication. So there is a lot of things that companies are applying on a communication protocol. What is understanding of what are the values with our people, what each person is bringing to their department, to their division, to their area, how are they connected up? Do we have silos? So knocking down the silos with communication. So looking at, do they understand the business value? Where we're going as well? What does the company do to our customers, for example, to their customers and so forth? How with technology, as we said, we talked before, Scott, technology is technology. So we're not in control of technology. We use technology and we shift it to the paradigms where we want to move forward in the innovation. We create the innovation to understand the value. So it's understanding the value factor of that area. And then we talk about, connectivity, we talk about multi-cloud and so forth. So right now the world is shifting. I mean, we are post-COVID, coming out of COVID. A lot of companies basically hybrid. A lot of their employees are working from home and some are going back to work. So we're getting into a new era. We're getting into the hybrid era. We're getting the hybrid of innovation, hybrid of empathy, hybrid of understanding, hybrid of awareness, bridging that together to, hey, you know what? This is what my company does. I get it. I understand it. This is the type of tools I need. This is the kind of infrastructure I need. How do I move forward from that and bring that value add proposition to our customers?
See, I just like the fact that I think the conversation, and boy, you brought up some really, you know, gems like the how COVID, the pandemic has impacted. And I believe that businesses will be hybrid. I think that it's hard to justify, all right, everybody, come on over here. We're going to all be here and go back to that sort of old model when everybody's sort of feeling, oh, I'm okay. But in that comes with the challenges. And we're also talking about not just the people, but the culture. And I think you speaking with C-level individuals,
yes,
to say, hey, let's look at this. Do you ever approach companies in a way of saying, hey, these are the realities that exist in the marketplace today. And I know that you're dealing with some challenges. Is there some way to be able to incrementally sort of choose and move a portion of the business? And then you get the picture.
Yeah, I think it's, fundamentally, hybrid's here to stay.
Yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely, across the board. You've got to have a solid, foundational, sophisticated technology to drive your migration. So the tools are there. The implementation has been working for the last 2 years. I mean, Dell has proven the factor in relation to we have secured a lot of hybrid solutions for different companies globally. We have escalated in a way that we have come forward to generate a new generation, a new hybrid breed of employee, really. So you have a new hybrid of connectivity. You have a new hybrid of technology to support that, the hybrid. Then you have the hybrid tools, right? So they're going into like AI, digital twin, HPC, and all of these things that people are talking about today. Then to differentiate the hub talk, like, you know, the 60% of the conversation about AI, what does AI do for me? What does HPC do for me? Yeah. What does storage do for me? But all of this is interconnected as well, right? So you have to have that conversation, not on a technical perspective, but on an economical basis too, right? So the financial area is what you're going to look at.
I think one of the, and you're right, it always has to. You can't just sort of, you know, implement some of these, you know, digital transformation, innovation, whatever it might be, and it doesn't improve the bottom line. I'm not sure if that doesn't fly in any you know, financial structure. However, what is pretty interesting from that hybrid perspective, many companies are dealing with, I'm having a hard time finding people, or the right people, or the trained people that does. What is interesting from a hybrid perspective, it's really sort of, it doesn't have any geographic location. I can theoretically say, exactly. Oh, I can't find anybody here in Barstow, California, but I can certainly go to, you know, Nebraska and find that same person and just work remotely. I find the best person in Nebraska. There you go.
It breaks down boundaries.
Oh, it does.
Completely. So when you break down boundaries, you're breaking down cost. But you're adding value. You're adding that customer-centric approach. Right, so that's the value. That's one value that's there as well. So you're connecting that value, the connectivity, talking to someone. Hey, I can get someone in Australia. I can get someone in Japan that can work for us. I mean, they go on the different levels of communication, but that's something that you can adjust with your company, your business. So aligning hybrid, multi-cloud is the future. It's here to stay, and it's only going to get better.
Ooh, I'm all giddy. I think it's great, and I always get geeked out on the technology, the innovation here. But I'm always, I know that it's only as good as the people, the culture, the management, whatever it might be, and the vision. That's all has to be nailed down. But I think today, and your conversation and what you represent at Dell is a fertile ground to have those conversations because I know that. And I'm sure you can validate this, that businesses are looking for help and solutions, and they're looking for trusted people, not just some buddy that says, yeah, you got to do. No, trusted to help them with this journey.
Exactly.
Complete journey.
Exactly, because what you're doing is that you're building the seed to inspire and develop for tomorrow. You're building the trust. So so we talked about hybrids. We talked about connectivity, kind of adaptability. But with all of this, you have the trust. So you're creating the education for the people to understand. What builds trust is awareness. What builds trust is understanding. And how you connect that together is communication. They're the lines that are between any business. So showing the vision is one thing, but then having your people understand the vision and drive that with your own implemented plans and tactical view of the business going forward.
See, I love this. I love this conversation. You're relatively new in the position, right?
Yes, I'm in the position relatively new, yes, but it's I've been in innovation for the last 30-odd years.
You've seen changes.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of changes throughout the globe, globally. I remember we used to use the PDAs, for example.
Yeah.
You know, remember the PDAs?
Oh, yeah.
So it's...
One thing that I'm always sort of struggling with is the velocity of this, of the innovation.
Yes.
You know, last year it was one thing. This year it's a leap forward. And next, in two more years, it's going to be a super leap forward. And it just seems like it's accelerating. How do you address a C-level individual and say, hey, we're here with you, but I know that you're nervous because am I going to put something in here and I'm going to do this. And then next year it's like buying the TV. It's like, ah, I could have got that thing.
See, when you, there's a lot of changes, but to emphasize that change is good. Number one. So change is good, but all change has to be tactical. Change has to be approached with a business approach for the vision of the future, but also with a perspective of what am I doing with legacy systems now? Okay. What legacy systems do you need? And what innovation tools or technology you need to implement for the new stages of your business, for your new tactical approaches. And by connecting that, of course, because we talked about hybrid, so connecting all of this to the multi-cloud.
I don't know, man. I want to keep on talking, but I know that you got to catch a plane, and I know Bill Hoffman's breathing down my back right now. How do people get a hold of you there? Can I get a hold of you if I'm not living in Ireland?
Yes, of course.
Because we're hybrid, baby.
Yes.
How do they get a hold of you?
Well, basically, hold of me. I mean, I'm on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, baby.
LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter.
Are you? What's your Twitter handle?
Dr. John O'Shea.
Are you a doctor?
Yes.
See my notes here? No, doctor. You didn't start out that. Dr. John O'Shea. Dr. John. You were absolutely spectacular.
Thanks very
much. I love that mission. I love that desire to really, I don't know, make innovation approachable. That's what I want. I do. I want that. All right, listeners, you'll get all of Dr. John O'Shea. See how quickly I learn? Contact information out on industrialtalk.com, so fear not. You need to reach out to this guy. Yes, he is trusted. Yes, he has mad skills. Do so. You will not be disappointed. Again, we are broadcasting live from the IoT Solutions World Congress, having a great time. Incredible people solving big problems through innovation and technology. Put this on your bucket list. All right, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. So do not go away. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. That was Dr. John O'Shea. I'm out on his stat card right now. Type in doctor, type in John and O'Shea, and you will find him. And he is passionate about collaborating. He is passionate, as you can tell, about the education and collaborating and, of course, innovation and being able to help companies through this digital transformation journey. Reach out to Dr. John O'Shea. I'm telling you, you need Sherpas like him, especially in this world of innovation. We are building, right here at Industrial Talk, an ever-expanding industrial ecosystem, an industrial entertainment system. You and others, companies, are doing incredible work. We celebrate you here on this particular podcast. We would like for you to participate as well. Go out to industrialtalk.com, find out more, get on the podcast, meet me at the conferences, get on the podcast there. All fun, and it is all designed to celebrate you because you guys are doing incredible, incredible work. All right, we're going to have to wrap it up. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. I always say that every time. An industry reflects those bold, brave, and daring greatly qualities each and every day. Hang out with people like Dr. John O'Shea, and you will be changing the world. Thank you very much for joining once again. Have a great day. And we're going to have another great conversation shortly, so stay tuned.